This is the RFD Livestock Report. I'm Rita Frazier. More today with T.J. Curtin in Macon County, grain and beef producer. T.J. talked about their freezer beef operation and working through the challenges. How do you feed your cattle when there's such a backup in local processing?
So I do know when some of my appointments are. Like I've got one coming up in the middle of October, and then my next one isn't until February of 2022. So in my feedlot, I feed them more of a long-term rate of gain. It's kind of, I guess you could say, how I do it. So that's how it's changed me. Just because I'm not as consistent as I used to get to be. I used to, about every other month, we'd send two or three. And now it's more, you know, I send one and I might not have another for 4 months. So now with how I feed mine at home, I guess I could say I probably don't push them as hard, you know, their average daily gain as much. It's more of a long-term way I feed them. And that seems to be working well. If I can't get them into the butcher shop, I can't. So I've got to adjust how I feed to make those animals get to the market weight I want them at that time.
One thing also that makes you, you know, special as a producer is you're involved in, as we've kind of talked about, you know, the breeding aspect plus exhibiting, and you're involved with the Illinois Beef Association. You continue to see a value in being a part of IBA?
Well, yeah, most certainly. You know, they're advocating for us in Springfield, and then of course the marketing campaigns that they do, and, you know, things like the Ribeye Corral at the State Fair. I absolutely think that, you know, being a member is a great thing if you're an Illinois cattle producer. You know, the staff in Springfield just does a phenomenal job of advocating for us, you know, and the things that they are looking out for, you know, way out ahead. You know, they're getting in front of things and letting us know, hey, this is coming up, or, you know, and the education they provide to the lawmakers and then to consumers in our urban area, I think's extremely valuable.
So with all of that said, and, you know, kind of adding all that conversation up, do you see a good future? So if your daughter, your son, if they want to continue, do you see a good future for cattle production in Illinois?
I really do. You know, in Illinois, it's definitely more, there is some, you know, we've got some commercial producers, we've got some feedlots, but a big part of the Illinois beef production is more smaller herds, more, you know, kind of a 4-H project type of a herd. And what I think that instills in these young people is hard work, dedication, responsibility. You know, just like my kids saw, they worked really hard on their animals this summer. We really kind of maybe took some focus away from sports, and then we put them, you know, more into the cattle side of things this summer, and they really saw the fruits of their labor. I mean, those lessons are so important in life, and I think cattle, which I know a lot of people agree with me, teach the kids those type of life lessons that, hey, if you put the time in, you put the dedication in, you'll see the rewards. You know, that's where I think it's really key for the youth of Illinois who show cattle is then the networking part of it, the people that you meet. You know, you meet such great people as you travel around, and you have those friendships for the rest of your life. All those things put together, I do think the future is bright, and I do think it's a very worthwhile endeavor.
Nicely done, beef. No matter how you're cooked, grilled, sauteed, stir-fried, roasted, or stewed, your savory sounds are music to everyone's ears. Yeah, now that's a dinner playlist. Good cooking at Beef. It's what's for dinner.com. Funded by Beef Farmers and Ranchers.